Let me tell everybody a story. Today, I'm sitting in the chair, getting ready to do television. Around the horn, everybody is on the screen in front of me. We're getting ready to talk. And then we all get a text. The tweet is from Adrian Wojnarowski about the trade. Woj bomb. Sure. Happens every week in the NBA season. Next thing I know, guess who comes walking through the studio door to sit in the seat I'm in? It's Woj himself. Woj, you Woj bombed me literally in real life. You had 19 things in your hands. I'm sorry for upsetting you and making you go to another studio, brother.
No, there's two studios on that fourth floor here in the LAPC. There was a red light on, the door was shut. I know what that means. That means don't open the door. But I did open the door and you were sitting there. I couldn't tell if you were on the air yet or not. So I apologize for barging in, but I did find a door down the hall and did my SportsCenter hit.
What's up, kiddos? So you know by now that Dame Lillard was traded yesterday to the Milwaukee Bucks in a three-team deal that included the Phoenix Suns. But what you don't know is how it happened. I'm Clinton Yates. It's Thursday, September 28th. This is ESPN Daily. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code DAILY. That's code DAILY. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. All right, Woj, it is Wednesday afternoon. Mere hours ago, Damian Lillard became a member of the Milwaukee Bucks. Of course, the Phoenix Suns are a part of this trade too. Could you please explain the basics of this three-team deal?
Well, three teams in three very different places. You have a Milwaukee team and a Phoenix team that are both very much win now. It's hard to bet against them. It's certainly, we know what the Suns did this offseason.
Right.
And a Portland team that's rebuilding. And so the Bucks had been looking for a way to try to solidify themselves, elevate their talent with Giannis Antetokounmpo to try to find an avenue that would allow them to keep going down this path with him. They certainly know, like a lot of teams, you know, there's like five or six or seven players at all times that as an organization in the league, you know you are on the clock with, and that's Milwaukee with Giannis, that's Philadelphia with Joel Embiid, that's Dallas with Luka Doncic, and we know the others. You, when you have LeBron James on your team, you're on the clock all the time. And this was a Bucks team that, listen, there's certainly some risk to this. Jrue Holiday has been a tremendous player for them. They don't win a championship without him. They don't. They gave up really all the pick flexibility they had, but you understand why they did it, and to bring that combination of Lillard and Giannis together. And then Portland, DeAndre Ayton's been a player they've coveted in all these talks, athletic young seven-footer who had, things had run its course for him.
Right.
In Phoenix, they were ready to move on from him. He was ready to be gone. I'm told he's thrilled to get with this young core that they're putting together in Portland. You get the picks, and now you get a chance in Portland, again, to flip Jrue Holiday. There's no shortage of teams interested in him all over the league for obvious reasons. And so then you really can look at the full breadth of what Portland gets back in a trade. It's hard to, you look at all three teams and you get it.
Portland, Dame, this relationship has been interesting over the past couple months. Over the past year or so, he's said things like, this is a place I'd like to be. He's gone on to say, Miami's the place I'd like to be. How did this all break down? For those who don't know, why is Dame leaving Portland at all?
Well, he says it's about the chance to win and getting a chance to go with a team whose timeline was different than what he saw with Scoot Henderson, what he saw with Shaedon Sharpe in Portland, Anthony Simons, the very good young players there. And I think Portland, in looking at the marketplace, I think they didn't love what Miami had to offer them. Tyler Herro I think for them, replicated sort of the strength they already had with a young guard group. There's no question Drew Holiday is going to command more in the marketplace than they could have gotten for Hero if you're looking at a third team in it. And that unprotected pick in 29 for Milwaukee is interesting. If this doesn't go well and these guys aren't together or it takes a different turn there, that pick can have value, certainly, and all of those things. But I think if you're Portland, you gave Damian Lillard a chance to go play with arguably one of the two best players in the league. If you want to say it's Nikola Jokic and Giannis Antetokounmpo, you could make the case 1-2-3 with Durant. And so I think if you're Portland, you can say you did right by your star because you gave him a chance to go win a championship. But you also have to do right by your organization and say, what's the best deal for us? With a player with 4 years left on his deal, what gives us a chance to rebuild this roster? And to me, they satisfied both of those ideas. It's very hard to give a team a one-team trade demand. I mean, it's a hard way to do it. If you had 1 year left on your deal, like Anthony Davis did in New Orleans, and so Boston says, well, if we traded for Anthony Davis, we know he can leave in a year and go to the Lakers. They have cap space. That dilutes the marketplace for what you're willing to offer. Masai Ujiri did it with Kawhi Leonard, won the championship in the 1 year, and thought they might have a chance where they could sell him on staying. They didn't, but they won the championship. So you're always weighing these different,
right?
The risk reward. But when a player has 4 years left on his deal, it's not the trade portal. It's not the transfer portal, I should
say. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So when a player of Dame's talent comes onto the market, or at least has indicated that they want to go somewhere, typically there's a lot of teams involved. You mentioned why Miami ultimately didn't have the assets to make the deal. How did the Bucks jump the line, though? You thought there might have been, perhaps, some other franchises that found their way into this discussion before all of a sudden, boom, he's in Milwaukee.
You know, if you were trading for Damian Lillard, you have to think that you are a win-now team. Like, win right now. And you're willing to give up, because of his age, because of the money left on his contract. With this new collective bargaining agreement, with 4 years left, and then an average salary of $60 million when he's 35 and 36 years old,
Oof.
That was pause for a lot of teams. Milwaukee was a team, it's, you say, desperate? Yeah, of course they're dead. This is what you do when you have a player like Giannis. You know, Philly didn't necessarily have maybe the assets to do that. The Clippers didn't have the assets that Milwaukee ultimately was willing to give up. And then it fit with Phoenix and what Phoenix was trying to do, which was to take that Ayton contract at $35 million a year, I don't know, $100 million left on it, and break it up into a few players. And they did that, right? They got another starting center. But I think the relationship with Joe Cronin, the GM in Portland, and John Horst in Milwaukee, and talking and talking and talking and getting there. And I think if you're Milwaukee, you're trying to figure out, how can I do this deal without giving up Drew Holiday? But there was no way for them to come up. They didn't have the draft assets or the young players that made up for what Holiday's worth to the Blazers by getting him on the trade block now and moving him and bringing back more assets now in another deal.
Throughout the course of all this, World Cup, guys at barbershops, guys on podcasts, Giannis and his role, he has said Dame was a guy he wanted to play with. Dame had said Giannis was a guy he wanted to play with. What do you think Giannis's role was in all of this in terms of what ultimately got the Bucks over the hump?
John Horst, the GM in Milwaukee, who's been an executive of the year, who made the deal to bring in Drew Holiday when they were trying to find another star, Chris Middleton, to play there, and Brooke Lopez re-signing him and the role he's played. You know, I know people put a lot of stock in the public comments of Giannis, but when you're an organization, you know where you are with your star player and you know the relationship. The public may be hearing it in a way, but when you live with that player and you have the relationship with that player, you understand the kind of players that he wants to play with, who fits. I think Milwaukee's done as good of a job as anybody of finding the right group of players. Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton, keeping him, you know, bringing in the Pat Connaughtons and guys like that who just, it fit. And they've had tremendous success in Milwaukee, including the title. They had the best record in the league last year before they get upset in the first round. But I think for Milwaukee, for Giannis, this horse knows, I think he's, you're living every day with the calculus and the risk reward. If Giannis is going to leave you someday, you have to be able to sleep at night knowing I exhausted every possible way to keep him. And I think that's how they look at getting Damian Lillard. And so, yes, you make that trade because you have Giannis Antetokounmpo. And you also know that Damian Lillard's going to buy in. You know that you're bringing him to a great organization. His former head coach in Portland, Terry Stotts, who had a very good working relationship with, he's the top assistant with Adrian Griffin, who's a first-year head coach in Milwaukee, who they're very excited about, his first chance to be a head coach. And I just think that for Milwaukee, more than any of these other teams, giving up, you know, a lot of your future, taking on this salary. If Giannis leaves in a year and you've made this trade, you know, you'll look back and go, well, we're still a pretty good team with Damian Lillard and what you would get back for Giannis. But the world changes in this league. The league changes. You make the decision at the moment. And, you know, it's hard to argue, I think, for Milwaukee as they got closer to this and they saw the opportunity was there. And again, Phoenix being a part of this allowed all the pieces to land together. You know, you have a partnership in Antetokounmpo and Lillard that is going to be dynamic, to say the least.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured, it was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo, another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. For Drew Holiday, a veteran, leadership, defensive player, well-liked guy across the league, I'm not going to go so far as to say that he should feel bittersweet, but this is an interesting position for him to be in. You mentioned he'll be very well-liked by a lot of other teams. What kind of franchises do you see looking for him in terms of his skill set and what he brings from an on-court leadership standpoint?
All the good ones, right? All the good ones. Remember, he can be a free agent after next year, so you have to trade for him with I think anybody who trades for him is going to be like the Bucks were when they traded for him with a year left on his deal from New Orleans. You're going to be pretty committed to re-signing him to another deal. And so there's not a team in the league that he doesn't fit on. And that's why I think from the moment we reported the story, the only reaction I got from teams, and I think the reaction in Portland was, where's Drew Holiday going? Right? Do they have a deal already? The answer was no, they didn't. They were not out shopping Drew Holiday before they did this trade. They kept this one really tight. And so now they can take a step back. They have time. And I think certainly, you know, for Drew Holiday, you would tend to believe it's going to be a contender who trades for him. He's going to have a chance to be on a very good team again. And that this probably ends up working out okay for him.
That said, the Phoenix Suns have moved on beyond Ayton, a guy who was integral in their finals run a couple seasons back. Things kind of broke down from a communication standpoint with Monty Williams, the head coach. You hate to see a guy walk out on a situation like that, but the Suns have made their decisions with who they want. How do you think this shakes out for the Suns in terms of their goals and what they managed to achieve in the interim?
Yeah, I love the Grayson Allen pickup. I think for their bench is really, that's a great fit for them. He'll be able to help. And Yusuf Nurkic, you know, terrific passing center, rebounder, certainly doesn't command the offensive. He's a skilled player, but certainly not the number one overall pick. And DeAndre Ayton wanted to have more of a central role. And that certainly isn't going to happen with Durant and Booker and Bradley Beal now. And so that relationship had just run its course. And Portland, and I'm told Ayton's pretty excited about this. You look at Shaedon Sharpe, Scoot Henderson in Portland, Anthony Simons. Those are dynamic young players, young wings. And now you got these guys to throw lobs to them and a rim protector, which is something that they were looking for. And let's see what they get for Drew Holiday. But I think for the Suns, breaking up that $100 million left on Ayton's contract into essentially, you know, Nasir Little, who comes from Portland, he's had some injuries, but that's not a player without some talent. And you could see him finding a role potentially in Phoenix. That one made a lot of sense for the Suns too.
The Milwaukee Bucks have made a move that is a big splash in the NBA. That is a move that people had anticipated for a long time. A move that improves them from a technical and talent standpoint. Competitively though, how much longer do you think the Bucks title window is open now as a result of picking up Dame Lillard?
As long as Giannis is there and Giannis is under contract. I mean, Giannis is, what, 28 years old? He has, I think, MVP years left in him. Damian Lillard still playing at a very high level in his early 30s. But, you know, you've seen the injuries with Chris Middleton. They signed him to a new deal. You hope he's healthy. You know, Brooke Lopez. And you lose a lot defensively without Drew Holiday. He is an exceptional two-way player. They don't beat the Suns without him. You saw the job he did in the playoffs and then what he did with Chris Paul in the finals. That's not Damian Lillard. He's a one-way player. But that one-way is world-class, right? He can score the ball. But as long as you have Giannis and you have Brooke Lopez, you're going to be pretty good defensively. And so I think, I think that window is wide open there. And I think this is a Milwaukee team that, you know, just sort of re-engineers itself. But again, a lot of their identity was around Drew Holiday. And again, that just is an incredible presence for an organization. That's part of the reason teams are going to really be after him. Like, you don't have to project how he impacts winning. You have seen how he impacts winning and impacts your environment. And how he fits in with other great players. He will do whatever is necessary to win. Doesn't care about shots, doesn't care about touches. He's going to go out and guard the best player on the other team. And when there's a big shot in a big moment, you know, he's going to be there to take it. And so, but Lillard is Lillard. And I think for Giannis now, this is a whole new re-engineering. And, you know, you've seen at the end of games, where if Giannis has to shoot free throws, and we saw it in the finals, he delivered a championship at the free throw line. But this gives the Bucks just another dimension late in games where the ball can be in Lillard's hands and take some of that finishing pressure off of Giannis.
Last thing I'll ask you, because this is the nature of your business, this is a big move, but there are other names out there. I'm not asking you to Woj bomb yourself here, but what do you think in terms of other moves might be out there? Players that we've talked about, the Hardens of the world. Is this the last big thing we're going to see before training camp starts?
I think it may be the last big thing before training camp. We'll see how long it takes Portland to find a deal for Holiday. James Harden, I think if there was a deal with the Clippers in the preseason, they probably would have done it already. If you're the Clippers, you're probably not really motivated to up your offer at this point before the circus starts in Philly, right? Let James Harden get there. Let's see what the repercussions of that is. Let's see what the ripples of it is. So if you don't have a deal at this point, your leverage is waiting to maybe see things not go great. We're a long way from opening night. We're a long way from the trade deadline. We're a long way from the playoffs. You have time for this to play out. But this is certainly a season, and I just think that's where we are in the NBA, where we said it earlier, NBA teams with all NBA players are always on notice with their great players, and that will be the case this season. And this situation in Milwaukee is just going to be fascinating to watch how this group fits together, how these two stars fit together. And if you're Boston, Philadelphia, Miami, you know, you're on the phone trying to get at Drew Holiday because you better get better too.
Thank you.
It was good to see you.
Hardest working man in the business. Good to see you too.
Clinton, great to be with you, man.
I'm Clinton Yates, kiddos. This has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.